Amber and Hardy.
Yes.
How long have you owned Wildcraft?
This is our fifth year, actually.
Yeah, we opened in 2019.
And you started out on Lakeshore.
We did. So it's almost full circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although we had Wildcrafted Apothecary before that even, but it was just online.
That's right. And Element Botanicals before that, for 18 years. Element Botanicals, that's our body care line that we make. Oh. That's our primary business before we open the store. And we do botanical body care, things like deodorants, aromatherapy mists. And we do that online and wholesale.
What made you decide to open on Lakeshore initially?
I walked by one day and I saw a sign in the window for rent, and I thought, ooh, this would be fun.
Well, first you saw the place on Alexander.
That's true.
And that was scooped up or something or something.
It wasn't quite right. Yeah.
But then you had a bug.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it in my mind because we had been doing Element Botanicals for so long and doing craft shows and meeting makers, and I thought it would be fun to open a store and sort of put them all together, things that I couldn't find around where we lived, things that I really liked from people that I admired, you know, so that was the real catalyst. And then also having the apothecary was a big part of it as well, because the body care products that we make, we grow product or botanicals, we harvest them and we source them, and we have a plethora of them often, and wanted to offer them, and I wanted to teach classes and offer that. So that all was kind of what got us started.
What got you into actually working with...
Yeah, I was studying to be an herbalist a long time ago. I got into my second year, and I started making some skincare products for myself based on what I was learning in my classes. I had sort of troublesome skin sometimes, fussy, sensitive skin, so I started making some creams and oils that helped with that. And then I started making them to sell and share with friends, and then that kind of snowballed, and I realized that's what I wanted to do, is just make potions. I didn't want to take patients and be an herbalist in the traditional sense. I'd rather follow the path of the folk herbalist and learn as I go and from other people and from my experiences. So that's what got me started.
You moved from Lakeshore up to where Blue Canoe used to be.
Yeah.
And what facilitated that move?
Well, at the start, they... Well, first of all, it was right at the start of first few months of COVID or something, and it had been empty forever. And Amber actually saw that as a slightly better venue because the place on Lakeshore was very small, and we grew out of it very quickly. And the hope was always to have a place where we could also have a workshop for Element Botanicals, which we could not do at all at the first place. This place had a kitchen, huge kitchen. And with it being empty for so long, and it ended up being a really great deal at the start. And the kitchen was like way more than we ever needed, but it was very handy. So started making there. And one of our best sellers is the deodorant. And it was being made in such volume that I had to come up with a better way of making it. So we got these big water jacket mixers and whatever. They would not have worked at home. They wouldn't work anywhere else. Like, you needed a separate location for it. So the kitchen was ideal for that.
Yeah, and interestingly, this spot is apparently the location of the first general store in Salmon Arm. So
it would have been on Lakeshore. It would have been a little closer to the road, but I mean, it was, because then it turned into the first co-op, and then the co-op burned down in 74, and then this building was built.
Have you lived in this area that long?
No. I just like history. No, we've been here 16 years? 17?
More like 17 I think,
years.
Yeah.
Where are you from, initially?
Well, I'm from Ontario, originally, but I moved to Vancouver when I was 18, and then I met Hardy, who was living there as
Alberta.
Well.
I'm Alberta. Edmonton, originally, but...
We met living in Vancouver, and then we got together and traveled around quite a bit. Spent some time in the Yukon, spent some time back east, spent some time in Alberta, and lived in Nelson before we lived here for a couple of years. And then we settled here. Actually, in White Lake is where we live.
Yeah.
So what facilitated your move then from up the hill down here on Lakeshore, back to Lakeshore?
The kitchen area ended up being more space than we needed, and... We just weren't using it the way it could be used.
It was too much space, really.
So this is a perfect balance because there's actually a few workshops behind there. the back of the building. So it's like two-thirds retail, one-third workshop, which is a much better balance. It's just about finding the right venue.
Well, and also the lease was coming up over there. And we have my mom reading tarot cards here on Saturdays. And we've also got a palm reader and a tea leaf reader that sometimes come in. And we had them in a little hallway in the last place. So we were kind of looking for other options for places that had something to accommodate the readers as well. So this new space has a room that we're calling the Blue Moon Room. And that's because it's going to be used once in a while for things. And then having a big office space for ourselves and a workshop space, more compact but practical for us. That was the main thing. So we just kind of decided three times will be a charm. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, you now have parking out front too.
The parking is another thing. Like, that's a big deal. So yeah, it's nice to have an actual parking lot.
So just for our listeners, Wildcraft has now moved into the building that's opposite Lordco. Next door is the wellness clinic.
Physiotherapy.
Yeah. So you've got a brand new spot.
Yeah.
And we have a lake view here, which is way better. If you really squint between those buildings, I can see lake.
Well, that's true.
You can see that mountain.
There. Yeah, Bastion Mountain is just, and yeah, during a snow, that's just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Yeah. So how has business been since you started?
It's grown so much more than we expected. Mm-hmm. It was just an idea that we thought we'd try out. And despite COVID even, we've grown and grown, and we're reaching new people all the time. And
so what else do you have here besides your apothecary?
Well, we have all sorts of stuff. We've got lots of handmade goods from different makers. We have oddities. We have bones and taxidermy. That's a big seller for us. Esoteric books, cards. Yeah, we have an eclectic kind of collection of stuff. That is a lynx. And the other one is a polar bear. And then we've got, you know, taxidermy rabbits, wolf skulls, sables, two-headed ducklings, lots of butterflies and bats. Those are a big seller as well. Lots of candles. We have a lot of interesting craft supplies too, because I'm very crafty and we actually do craft classes and groups here as well. So that's part of it, part of the wild craft.
So there's a call for bones in our town?
A huge one, yeah.
I'm always amazed at how many people come in. I'm like, I've never been here. I'm like, well, we've been here for a while, so. But it grows. And so many people come from out of town as well, just because it's a very unique store. Like, there's one similar maybe in Calgary, maybe one in Edmonton, maybe one in Vancouver, but none of the
quite
smaller.
Like what we're
no,
doing.
No, nothing.
Either.
Nothing that has that combination. And I've looked it up, and I think, as far as esoteric stores goes, ours is one of the largest, like, by the square foot. We've got that pretty much locked in Canada, as far as...
Yeah, people come from all over the place to come check it out, and that usually brings them back again and again. And because we always have different things, too. We switch up, you know, our stock and our inventory, so that draws people in as well. But yes, dead things and bones are a hot seller. Who'd have thunk it?
Really, this place is filled with churches.
Yeah.
This is what what surprises me is that, you know, when you say that we have a large amount of people who like bones.
Well, I say that the pendulum swings both ways, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of churches for sure, but there's a lot of people who are searching for other answers and looking for other places to, you know, pursue their esoteric or spiritual interests. So we've got lots of books and decks and things on that nature as well. But I think we're all just fascinated with the natural world, and that's what the bones are really all about. You know, they are really fascinating and unique.
I was told, or we were told as well, that this area seems to draw in the more spiritual crowd.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I think so. And I think we're seeing it a lot more these days too. I mean, we've opened 5 years ago, and Salmon Arm has changed a lot in that time too. When we first moved here, I don't think we could have opened a store quite like this, or it might not have been as well received, maybe.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
But I think that Salmon Arm and this whole area draws in very interesting energies, for sure.
Have you had any pushback against your store in terms of opposing belief systems?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think once people come in and check it out, that goes away. We're not trying to push our politics on anybody, I guess, is what we're saying. We just want to offer people different options, you know? And, yeah, We really believe that we can all live together and learn from each other, and I think that learning is a constant evolution. There's nothing to be scared of. We just painted the walls black. It's fine.
Just the mood. It's called maximalist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a style. It's an aesthetic.
Yeah. I can count on one hand the times that people have, a person has walked in the door and you could see that they were kind of guarded and a little bit freaked out. But that's when I usually like to talk and, you know, introduce them to what we're all about. Yeah.
Well, we talked about how many people like the bones, but what about the rest of your apothecary stuff? Well, obviously you must have a huge clientele for that too, because you have an enormous amount of stuff here.
Yeah, we do. The apothecary draws in a lot of people as well. We have a lot of unique botanicals. We kind of focus on things that you can't find around elsewhere. And also, like I said, I teach classes, so the apothecary supports that as well, you know, teaching classes on different botanical things. And, yeah. So the apothecary, the body care, it's across the board, really. Everything is a good seller. Everything we continue to carry is because it's proven to be well-received. Not just bones.
It's one of the many pillars.
Yeah.
Did COVID affect you at all, business-wise?
Well, we were closed for a while. And then it was slow. And then the summers were dead, so... There was some effect, for sure.
Which actually was a blessing, because COVID did increase our online sales with our Element Botanicals business quite a bit, and we were very busy keeping up with that, so it was a balance there, I think.
Has that stayed high, your online presence?
I mean, it was highest during lockdowns and stuff, but it's still higher than it was pre-pandemic, I suppose, if you want to put it that way. For Element Botanicals, the one thing I noticed was a lot of our original retailers just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've got new ones in the meantime, but a lot of stores just kind of closed, didn't come back within the first couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough, especially, I mean, here too. It is kind of dependent on tourists. So if you've got two or three summers in a row where it's a fraction of what it used to be, it does drag it down a bit.
Which, of course, leans into summer and our forest fire situation. Did that affect you guys last year?
Because I mean, probably also, yeah. That's all. Yeah, it's all related. Yeah. When people can't come through, they can't shop. I guess that's important.
And, well, with you living out in White Lake, that's a little bit closer to where the fires were last year. Was that a big issue for you as well?
Yeah, we just always had our car packed and ready just in case we couldn't make it home.
Well, at one point we just moved. We just had our stuff here.
We moved a lot of stuff into the store, actually, during that time.
Yeah, be ready.
Yeah.
Do you have pets and livestock and stuff out there?
We have two chihuahuas and one donkey. So the donkey we would just let loose, and the chihuahuas we'd take with us, for sure.
Yeah. I'd walk the donkey down the hill.
Yeah, he'd figure it out. He's a smart old guy.
How old is he?
We have no idea. Okay. We got him maybe third hand, maybe fourth hand. I don't know, about a decade ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Max.
The farrier estimates somewhere between 20 and 30, maybe. Like, he's not new. He's not a new donkey, but...
I hear they live a long time.
Yes.
They can, yeah.
It might be middle-aged.
Yeah, it might be a bit more than that.
How long have you lived in White Lake?
Yeah, I think it's 16 years.
Oh, 16 or 17.
We can never remember. Yeah. Time flies.
Is that where you first moved when you came here?
Yes, yeah, we've only ever lived in White Lake, in this area.
So your store layout is, when you come in, you have this, the main floor area, which is actually, as you mentioned, you know, nice and large. Mm-hmm. And you've got furniture and your displays of various merchandise here, but you also have the upstairs area, mm-hmm. and that's where you have... card readings, etc., if you need to.
Yeah, so there's a room up there for that. And then there's also our clothing area up there. So we've built an entire little cozy space that's got the clothes and a change room. And then our office is also up there. So, yeah.
You used to do pop-ups at your other store. Are you going to continue?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you do during a pop-up?
So we curate a collection. Like, for example, we do a big Halloween one. So I kind of gather interesting Halloween-themed items. And we convert the entire store, even spookier than ever. And we usually have a theme. Last year we did the Boneyard, so Hardy built a big graveyard, really, with bones and moss, and it was really cool. And then we also offer space for different artisans from the community to come and sell their stuff. So we have a little area outside, which I think we can still do here, which is great. And that's what we do. We just go all out. We really love Halloween. We did the same thing for Christmas. We had a really nice event.
It's good to change it up, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys celebrate the solstice as well? Or
all of it. Celebrate everything, yeah. So we have, first of all, we do full moon circles. On every full moon, we get together. It's always open to whomever wants to come. There's usually no charge unless there's a little craft involved or something. And we get together and celebrate the full moon. I've also taught classes. We did a Yuletide magic and lore class, which was amazing and really fun, where I love Christmas and Yule season, so we do lots of crafts based on that and talk about the history of different traditions from around the world. A friend of mine came in and taught a cross-stitching class as well around the holidays, which was really amazing. We've done things like candle making, we've done taxidermy classes, and we have more coming up in the spring as well, in the new space here. So, yeah.
Where do you get your stock? Because it's so diverse, where do you source your stuff from?
From everywhere. Like I said, we have a lot of stuff that's made by people that we have met over the years of doing shows. So a lot of BC products, a lot of Canadian makers in here as well. And then just other things that we've sourced from around the world that we find interesting and unique and
yeah. Yeah, like one of the taxidermists is out of Vancouver, and she does all kinds of stuff. She does a lot of pet
taxidermy. She does movie industry.
Yeah, movie props and stuff. And then the other one is a trapper out of Clearwater, who's like a professional trapper and supplies us with more of the, like, he does the full articulated skeletons. So the artists, there's a lot of local artists right from the Shoe Swap.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get your death head's moth?
That's from our taxidermist from Vancouver. Yeah. And she actually comes to teach classes. That's the lady who will come and teach, and she'll be here in the spring if you want to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
That's like total Buffalo Bill.
Oh,
yes. Doesn't have
that's
to be.
That's one way.
What was it before about Buffalo?
Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah.
It was just the death head moth.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people had heard of them before that movie, maybe.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, that definitely, for better or worse, brought the death head moth into the limelight.
That's a nice book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're also antiquarian book collectors.
We are collectors of many things.
Yes.
Yes. And that, I think, is reflected in the store. And we really love old stuff and are fascinated by human history and history of the natural world. And I think that's pretty apparent when you take a good look around as well. And I think a lot of people are. And I think that that's why we resonate well with people, too. You know?
And you choose great music.
Why, thank you. We are both big musicians. Well, we're not musicians at all. We're really big fans of music, many different types of music. Hardy and I used to do volunteer work when we lived in Alberta. We were the performer merchandise coordinators at the North Country Fair. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
It's a hippie festival.
It's a hippie way up in just like near Jussard. But it's a great festival. And yeah, so we did that for 10 years and met a lot of different musicians.
We even did it. We continued to do it after we moved to BC too.
Yeah, that was a 2-week trip. That was a little bit of a stretch. And we had 2 young kids at the time, or 1 young kid and then another one. So yeah, we had to give that up sadly. But
how can people contact you besides dropping by?
Yeah, so we do have social media. I'm pretty active on Instagram, and then I share it over on Facebook. It's just at wild_craft_shop. Yeah, we're there pretty much daily. And same thing with Element Botanicals. We do keep up with that as well.
You have a webpage?
Yes, yeah. We do. It's a work in progress. We're actually just switching over the Wildcraft website to make it a little more user-friendly and easier for us to manage.
But there's already, an online shop there as well.
Yeah, wildcraftshop.ca.
There you go.
That's the one.
And what's the street address for here?
30 Lakeshore Drive.
Yes.
Salmon Arm. Across from the Lorco.
I like to call it the Askew's parking lot.
Yeah.
It's a bit of both.
Yeah, it is. Across from the train tracks.
And your phone number?
Our phone number is 250-833-0458.
And people can call with questions?
Of course. Or they can email amber@wildcraftshop.ca as well.
Okay, well, I guess you're about to open.
Yeah.
So we will leave you to it.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a great opportunity. We're so happy to speak with you today.
Yeah, well, thanks for talking with us.
Our pleasure. Anytime.